Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Christina Liu.
Hello, and welcome back, John. We're happy to have you back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back. And actually, walking out the door is Commissioner Galante and her two daughters, Riley and Ashlyn. And I don't know if they're listening, but I just saw them leaving. So I just wanted to say hello. They had come in to say hello to me this morning. We're talking here with Kathleen Fitzgibbons and Michelle Ashbanian. And we're talking about Willing Hearts, which is a tremendous program, but we need volunteers. There's lots of different stuff that we want to get to the nitty-gritty of this before it's over. First of all, this is a free program for residents in Nassau and Suffolk, which is very important.
Yes.
We gave out the phone number before, which is 516-586-1507. Mm-hmm. But could you also give me the website? Because some people definitely, you know, they'll do it on the computer. They'll do it on their mobile device.
Yes, it is www.willinghearts.helpfulhands.org.
And we also have a Facebook page, so you can like us on Facebook, and you can get information on all of our up-and-coming events and things like that. So if you search on Facebook, you would just type in Willing Hearts. You have to put a comma. So it's Willing Hearts, comma, Helpful Hands, and you'll find us.
Willing Hearts, Helpful Hands. That's perfect.
Yep.
And it's an easy one to remember.
Yes.
So now let's get into helping hands. How can people help out? I mean, obviously, actually years ago, then I stopped doing it. I was a volunteer on the Landsberg Hospice. I took a training course there, and that was for respite. So I didn't really work with the person. When the person went to the hospital or whatever, or the doctor, I hung out with the spouse.
And would hang
out, talk to him. Actually, the two I did do were men. So while the wife was going someplace, we, you know, talk sports, talked. Or I actually remember one. His son was a doctor, and actually I'd worked on Rosie O'Donnell's hand when she broke it. Whatever. I mean, it's, you know, and that's all I did was sit there and talk to him, had a cup of tea,
And that's just, I think, such a humongous help. You don't even realize the difference you're making, because giving that respite time for the caregiver is just essential in the whole thing.
It is essential.
How can people get involved? Is there a program? Mm-hmm. Are you looking for active volunteers?
We really, really are. We're looking for volunteers throughout both counties.
Okay.
And we have opportunities for volunteers to work or, you know, give of their time 6 to 8 hours a week.
Okay.
We pair volunteers with the families based on their needs, desires, and personalities. You know, we want to make this the best match possible. We love our volunteers. They're just so dedicated, and we think the world of them. Some of the activities they'll do to give the caregiver a break and do this friendly visiting with the care recipient is they'll take a walk with the care recipient, maybe do puzzles, talk about current events. We had one volunteer that has a tea with her care recipient. They have a ladies' tea. And another volunteer plays a ukulele and is teaching the ukulele to the caregiver as well as the care recipient. And they've gone out and bought ukuleles.
Is there a concert someplace down the road here?
I think that's the next step.
Ukulele group?
That's the next step.
That's the next thing in the works. Our volunteers go through a background check and a health assessment, and they get a wonderful free training that they can put on their resume, so they get trained in the basics of dementia care. And then they know what to expect when they're going into the home. Our social workers do a nice assessment of the home to make sure it's clean and clutter-free and safe for the volunteer. So we're, you know, taking our applications.
And now, does the volunteer, do you have to commit to a certain time period or?
We would really like volunteers to consider being with us for at least 6 months. Volunteers also get a living allowance of $50 per month, which is nice for transportation expenses. Some of our volunteers with some of our other programs have been with us for several years.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we'd encourage the 6 month minimum.
And also, anyone can volunteer. We have volunteers who are college students, PA students. We have retired police officers, teachers. We always talk about one of our volunteers. She is a retired principal, and she has a curriculum that she does with her care recipient. So every time she goes there, they do, like, math problems and reading. And, you know, the family, they really love it. She does art projects. I mean, so it's we really try to match the family with the volunteer on similar interests.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a really great thing.
What's so difficult is getting the volunteers, because getting just in the door, because once it happens, 9 out of 10 stick to it.
Yes.
They love having
for sure.
done it. They love doing it. They get more engaged. And I push, especially seniors, it's like you're retired one day a week. You know, what are you doing? Just give it a shot. And even in a case like this, yes, you'd like them to give 6 months. If a person doesn't say, I really don't like it, you're not going to force them. It's like, guess what? You want the person who cares. But nine out of 10 of them really enjoy it. And then they grab a friend and say, you should be doing this. I'm having such an experience.
Yeah, it's rewarding on really on both ends, which I think is special about this program.
And that's how we get a lot of our volunteers is through word of mouth. So like one volunteer will sign up. They'll love the program. They'll love their family. And then they'll tell all of their friends. So it really helps us. But like we said, we really take the time to match the volunteer with the family. And I think that helps make that connection, like you said.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, it's you know, there's so much of this going on, unfortunately. And when you have Project Independence, and Parker I know is a part of that, the stuff that you can pull together to really help a community. And it's a shame because I see all the complimentary remarks that are made, but there should be more people involved. You know, it's just like, give it a shot.
Yeah,
because it's after the fact, you'll have enjoyed it. You have support groups also.
Yes.
Could you explain those to me?
Sure. So we have a number of support groups throughout Nassau and Suffolk County. And basically the groups offer caregivers a chance to just share their feelings. Most of them meet monthly or we have a telephone group that meets every week.
Okay.
It's Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. And the caregivers really just get to vent. They get to express how they feel, talk about different situations, how to handle certain situations. And they really get to learn from other caregivers, because even though dementia affects everybody differently, they all are kind of going through the same thing.
Right.
You know? So we really encourage our caregivers to join a group. And I don't know. It's very helpful.
Right. It's the same thing. The group is also. I mean, I prefer... This is my opinion. Group support groups versus, you know, I know some people have gone to therapy. You know, I'm not knocking that. That's 100% fine. But one-on-one, I don't find the sharing there.
Yeah.
Like here when we talk even at the radio, you'll shake your head no, and I'll say, well, Michelle, what's the difference?
Right.
And you'll say, well, John, I don't think that makes sense. Oh, that's a good point. And then Kathy's going to say something else, and Christina says something else. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, and I think especially, too, you know, with these, you know, when you're a caregiver, you know, it's all on you a lot of times. So finding other people that are going through similar things, it really opens up your world.
Sure.
But, oh, this isn't only, I'm not the only one dealing with these feelings.
Mm-hmm.
These
you're not
emotions.
Alone.
Sure.
It's definitely helpful. So,
yeah.
Is there a, just following up on what Christina is saying, you know, if you're feeling these emotions, et cetera, is there the right time to call? I mean, the morning, your mother might say, what are these keys for? Do you want me to get on the phone and say, hurry, you know, mom's having an issue? Or do you really wait until you just can't take it anymore? Or, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, I'm sure there's an issue of, do I feel like I'm quitting on my parent already by calling in and having help?
We believe as soon as you think you may be needing that service, if you can call as far ahead as possible, because I have some possible some future clients that call me and we talk monthly and they said, can you just review the services again? Because in a few months, I think we're going to need to really enroll and, you know, get mom or dad involved. You know, we're going to need to get involved with your program. And you can hear the stress level go down when they learn more information about what is available and they're trying to coordinate everything with other programs that they might be involved with. So
that's
as
wonderful.
Far ahead as possible, I think it helps all parties.
I think I'm giving out the number again, which is 516-586-1507. And what Kathy just said, I think, is
it's
phenomenal
huge, right?
Because if I know you're a phone call away, you're giving me some peace that, okay, mom's not that bad, spoke to you guys, I'm happy, Willing Hearts is there when I need them. but I'm comfortable today. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
And then when I got to pull the trigger, I'll pull it.
And we can guide them. You know, we can refer them to other services. And also what's important is that there's no pressure. They can access one service or they can access all of our services. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, someone might just access the Memory Cafe, which is our joint enrichment opportunities. Caregivers go into the community with their loved one. Usually we have them at restaurants and we provide the food and the entertainment. And it's just a really fun gathering. It's almost like a party, but they also get to connect with other caregivers.
What is it now?
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're so fun.
They're called Memory Cafes. So they're social gatherings that we have in the community, basically, where caregivers bring their loved one.
Okay.
We provide the food and the entertainment, and it's just for a few hours, and the caregivers get to talk to other caregivers, enjoy
a
nice meal.
Person with the Alzheimer's is also there,
yes,
too.
Yes, they're,
oh, okay.
they're with
okay.
them. Yeah. So, like, that's one of our most popular programs where some caregivers will only just take that one service. But later down the road, they might be interested in the scholarship or the volunteer, and it's up to them.
And the caregivers are meeting other caregivers.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And they're seeing the other Alzheimer's patients, oh, I see what your mom has versus, okay.
Exactly. Yeah, and they really connect. And a lot of times they exchange phone numbers. They even get together, they're friends. Sometimes after the Memory Cafe, they'll even go to another person's house after and have like a after party, I guess you could say. So it's a really wonderful thing to bring people together, like you said, so that
Absolutely.
They know they're not alone.
No, and that's why this is also, you know, in Project Independence, our goal is to connect people to community resources. If we don't directly, you know, provide services, it's really connecting to all these amazing organizations out there. And like we always say, you know, in our program too, like, you know, you're on a scale this age, you know, so you could use this service today, this service tomorrow, and it really is a no pressure thing. And I think just knowing that it's out there, like you said, is a, you know, we're all about preparing, and you know, because nobody wants to be when it's too late and like, oh my God, I should have did this. What service? You know, when you're in that crisis state.
Exactly.
So that's why, really, I think just fits so wonderful with the whole Project Independence mission of really just preparing people and just, you know, comforting them. And,
And I just went to a memory cafe a few weeks back, and one of the caregivers got up and did a solo.
Oh, really?
They sang,
solo.
Okay, okay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they were dancing, and they just love the
memory
cafes.
Yeah.
Because we have good entertainment there.
Yeah, we always have really good entertainment.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's so good.
We're almost out of time. I just have one other question, and this is from a volunteer perspective. A person comes to volunteer. But they have specific issues. They don't want to go too far. They don't like a woman. I don't like a woman. They don't want, they'd rather be with a man versus a woman versus. Is that something that you work with? You'll say, listen, you're the next on the list and you're hooked up with this person.
We'll definitely work with the volunteer to accommodate what they want, because a lot of times the family is so thrilled to get a volunteer that they'll be flexible with their schedule or with what they are looking for in a volunteer. So we make it known to the volunteers, we'll bend over backwards to accommodate them.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, this whole program is wonderful. It really is. I compliment you all for doing such a tremendous job. But you need to keep it going. And money goes so far, but the volunteer part of it is really, I know how important that is and how that makes a real success out of something, because all the love that comes from these volunteers goes into the program.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of times a volunteer becomes a member of the family because
they're so
appreciated and
easily.
They become really close.
Yeah, as time would go on, you know, and then they want to stick. They're not doing the 6 months. They might do it for the next couple of years.
They might.
You know?
And for the caregiver, what's great about it is that it's consistent and it's scheduled. So they can schedule a doctor appointment. They can go out with a friend. They know that the volunteer is always going to be there for them, which
Terrific.
Is really nice.
I thank you guys very much. This is Willing Hands, Willing Hearts, Helping Hands. That's the website. Okay, Willing Hands, Willing Heads.
Willing Hearts, Willing Hearts, Helpful Hands.
Thank you. It's easier. I'm not going to say anything else. Michelle, Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you very
You're listening
much.
To
thank
Senior you. Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.